The borough of Verdun has announced that it is going to renovate Wilson Park. And it's a pretty special renovation. The park will have play structures, the borough says, designed for children with disabilities. And officials say that they hope it will become Montreal's most accessible park. Pointe-Claire resident Christine Latre evaluates parks all over the city. She has a blog called strollerparking.ca, and she joins me in studio. Hi there.
Hi, and Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. So you have two kids. You are a park expert.
I am not a park expert.
You are not a park expert?
I am a mom who's been to about 500 parks and playgrounds now with my kids.
I'm sorry to tell you that makes you a park expert.
I guess so.
Yeah. So
in my kids' eyes, I guess.
Yeah. So how this seems like great news.
It does. But
how common is this news to be looking at a park and saying, okay, we're remaking it, we're making it totally accessible?
This is very rare. Montreal seems to be quite behind other provinces in terms of what they're doing with parks and playgrounds and accessibility. We've been to 500 playgrounds now, about 400 of them right around on the island of Montreal in the outskirts. And I'd say there's less than 5 or 6 that are truly accessible for all children and that actually have something to do at them. So there's one in Pierrefonds that's quite good. It has ramps for wheelchairs and things that kids can actually play with and reach. And there's a new one in St. Leonard. They opened last year and it's award-winning. It was made for kids with autism, so there's a lot of tactile elements there. But other than that, there's really not much to do. And I think as a parent who's seen so many parks, just for myself, it's really frustrating on the drive in here thinking about what I was going to say. And I felt, you know, choked up a bit because if my kids had issues and maybe mobility issues, were using a walker or wheelchair, there's nowhere to go. And you don't necessarily want to drive across the city to find a playground just where your kids can actually access the playground. So this new one in Verdun will have a rubber base. Kids can actually use all the equipment and get to the equipment.
Rubber base as opposed to sand or wood chips?
Sand or wood chips, exactly.
Okay.
So there's some...
A wheelchair can get from point
exactly.
A to point B in the park.
Or kids with trouble with walking or even parents.
Yeah.
You know, there's an aging population now. Seniors, grandparents maybe want to go to playgrounds with their children and they can't actually... first get into the playground, and once they're there, there's nowhere they can safely walk or use the equipment. So,
That's the surface. What are other ways in which this park might look different or be different from the ones that most of us know?
Well, I don't work for Verdun. I just saw what I saw on their Facebook page, but I read with great interest the PDF of their proposed park that they're going to build, and they're going to have an adaptive swing. And we've seen that at other playgrounds. And the problem is that they put it in the middle of the playground where there's sand. So it's great to have that swing that's better for kids who need more support than a traditional swing. But if you can't get to the swing, there's kind of no point in having it in the park. So this one at Verdun's Wilson Park, what they're proposing is to have that on the rubber base. There'll also be play structures that have wheelchair ramps that go all the way up to actual, you know, tactile elements that they can play and touch and turn, steering wheels that are at seated height. So it's not something, the products are out there, but cities and boroughs are not buying the things or using them properly in parks. So I hope that Verdun's new Wilson Park, I hope it's going to be well done. And I'm very excited to see it next year in 2017.
What is your sense of why we don't see more of them?
I think there's a park that's being built in Lotignal near Hawkesbury. It's called Sasha's Park, and I've been following this one. It's being built by Sasha's parents. He was 11 and he passed away. And they have a really great video that always gets me teary. And what they said is there really a need for playgrounds like this? And he says, you know, we don't see kids that, you know, are necessarily in wheelchairs or have problems. And it's because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And he says it really eloquently, and that really hit me that, yikes, like, it's true.
And so they're doing that one with private money?
They are. They fundraised. They raised money in the community. I went to one of the fundraising events, and I was just so inspired by Sasha's parents and what they're accomplishing in their community. And I think each city, and this is my personal view, but each city really needs a playground that all children can go to.
it seems kind of obvious as we're sitting here talking about it. It doesn't seem like something that we should sort of be aspiring to. It seems like something that should just be.
No, and my kids, you know, they're very able-bodied. When we drive to a play, we can walk, we can bike, we can drive to a playground, and they can do everything pretty much. And I get frustrated myself just when I look around because maybe I'm more attuned to what other problems might be. But I can't imagine the level of frustration of a parent who just doesn't have anywhere safe to bring their child who may have different abilities. And maybe, you know, there's nothing around for them to do.
So this is Wilson Park Verdun. And you say it's supposed to be completed, we think, in 2017. Are there any others in the Montreal area that are making this kind of change or transitioning to this to be accessible?
Some cities I've seen, they're adding in the adaptive swings. But again, they're in sand. It makes it very not accessible. There's not very much. I've seen some wheelchair accessible picnic tables, which are great, but they're in playgrounds where everything's on sand and there's nothing else to do.
Christine Latreille, thank you so much for coming in. Real pleasure to meet you and to speak about this. That's Pointe-Claire resident Christine Latreille, and she has a blog at strollerparking.ca where you can find all kinds of pretty amazing information on all the parks or 500 or so parks.
500 or so, yeah.
Just 500 or so parks.
We have a ways to go still.
In the Montreal area. Thank you so much
Thank
again
you.
For coming in.